Good morning. Clouds streamed into interior New York and New England during the overnight period, and temperatures, while falling off early last night, have now leveled off and are mainly in the 30s and lower 40s to start the day, with generally dry weather. However, moisture is building around a front which has stalled over the region, and eventually we'll start to see some light rain showers break out later on in the morning. A wave of low pressure will track along the front from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys up into the northeast during the course of the day today, and precipitation, mainly in the form of rain, will become steady this afternoon. High temperatures will be established before the steady precipitation begins and generally be in the lower and middle 40s. A transition to wet snow will occur first at the highest terrain around mid-afternoon, and then the changeover will occur in lower elevations as we head toward and then after sunset. As a result, accumulations will be minor, especially in valley locations, and generally an inch or less on grassy surfaces. Parts of the hill towns could pick up as much as 1 to 3 inches, including the Berkshires and Taconics, parts of the southern Adirondacks, and in the upper Hudson Valley. As we get into the highest terrain of the Adirondacks, the Catskills, and the Green Mountains, as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow could fall by early this evening. Precipitation, mainly in the form of light snow, will wind down as scattered snow showers before midnight tonight. Then we'll have an overall clearing trend, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s. This will set us up for a dry but blustery and cold day on Friday, perhaps a few passing flurries. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the mid-30s on average, and a cold start to the weekend, but with dry weather with sunshine on Saturday in the upper 30s. Another weak front will slide by late Saturday night and early Sunday morning with a few snow showers. Temperatures on Sunday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds will bounce back to the mid-40s. That front will stall nearby on Monday, out ahead of it in the lower to mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds. And just like today, a wave of low pressure will ride along that front for Tuesday with another chance of snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the general upper-level pattern over the continental United States will feature a ridge situated over the west coast and a broad trough east of the Rockies. This will support the passage of a strong cold front that will reach the Gulf Coast and East Coast tonight, with anomalously cold temperatures for early November behind the front across the plains and points east. Readings could be 20 to perhaps even 30 degrees below normal for some areas, which may be enough to set some record low temperatures. Meanwhile, a broad swath of moderate to locally heavy rainfall is likely from northern Texas to southern Missouri through early tomorrow morning ahead of the approaching front. And since the boundary will be intercepting enhanced moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico, the rain is expected to be heavier. Lighter rain farther to the northeast across southern Ohio and into the northeast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 19 degrees with a west wind at 58, gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 25, 51% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain moving in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain moving in and highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low, 30, the average temperature, 40, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3/10 of an inch for the month, which is 38/100 of an inch below normal, and 38.99 inches for the year, which is 5.18 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high 75 set in 1938, and the record low 18 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:41 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow, changing to snow today, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Rain changing to a little wet snow before ending tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow, changing to snow today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow, changing to snow late today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and snow, changing to snow late today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, a few passing flurries and snow showers, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, upper 30s. A few rain and snow showers early Sunday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s. Mostly cloudy Monday, lower to mid-40s. Chance of snow on Tuesday, lower 30s. And windy and colder with a high near 30 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.